basketball fans. What's going on? It is Cam Ball Ray here, back for another edition of the Cam Ball Report podcast. We are hitting episode number 9, so we're just about on that double-digit cusp. And after a week of illness on my end, I guess I'm back to what would normally be called normal, I suppose, for most people. The big topic today, or this edition anyway, will be the senior women's national team. The team did qualify for the London Olympics, beating out Japan in that world qualifying event that FIBA held in Turkey for that last spot. And having left this past Friday for London, the team is just about ready to hit the hardwood for their first Olympic Games. Now, the big thing that did happen this past Thursday was the send-off party that happened in downtown Toronto. Big shout to my colleague and former member of the Canada basketball staff, Tanya Phillips, for organizing this great send-off at the Spice Route in Toronto on King Street. Venue was perfect. Actually, venue is very high-end. Everything was great, from the food to the entertainment to the facility itself. Everything was top top of the line and first class. So big shout to Tanya for that. After a week of working out in Toronto at the ACC, the team did head to the Spice Route for that send-off party on Thursday afternoon, and the media had been there throughout the week, post practice, to interview the ladies, be it by camera or by voice recorder. So very few were available for this event then, but I think that this lent to a rather a more intimate type of setting for the event itself. People present were the players, of course, and some family members and friends who had managed to make it out for that particular evening, as well as the Canada basketball staff, as well as some luminaries of the program. And I must say, it was great to see these ladies outside the uniform and in a more relaxed and loose environment. It was great to see that they were enjoying everything that comes with the success that they have had on the court the last few weeks. And it looks like they are poised and ready for their moment in the sun, really. Canada was only sending two teams into the Olympic Games, the other being women's soccer. And this is a huge thing for these particular ladies, some of whom have been dreaming about making the Olympic team since they were little girls. And going to London as a qualifier when the men did not qualify, I think says volumes to these to not only the team and the players themselves, but to the sport on the women's side as well. Obviously, at the international level, basketball is rather competitive, and being one of the few teams to make it to the Olympics this time around is definitely nothing to be ashamed of or to sneeze at, for that matter. So big shout out to the ladies. I had a great time at the event myself. Got to see them loose and enjoying themselves, and it was definitely great to see that. I think the send-off was appropriate. Of course, it would have been nice to have it on the actual day that they do leave, but being as how schedules and whatnot work out, I think this was better for everybody. The ladies did leave on the Friday evening, and from what I understand, have made it to London and are currently in the facility, and I guess getting used to everything around them before the openings. Also, the opening ceremonies happen later on the next week. Now, of course, when you talk about this team, you have to continually touch on their roster. And the roster, from what I've gathered personally looks very, very good. Like I've said in previous podcasts, this team is really only missing one key player from last summer in Kalisha Keene, who was not able to attend any of the camps earlier on due to a commitment to a WNBA team. Largely speaking, the team is fully intact from last summer. There are a few non-professional players on the team in Michelle Plouffe and Natalie Achanwa, but both very versatile players in their own right. Both topping 6'1", both have inside and outside skills, and really both can bolster the front line in a way of young legs and young energy. Both are very familiar with international competition, having played together on various junior women's national teams in the past. And this should not be anything too out of their comfort zone. As of the rest of the players, this is what they've been training for, having been in the program for so long. All the ladies on the team have played professionally at some point. Most of them have played in Europe, but definitely overseas. Some have played in Australia. All are longtime program players also. So the systems and the international competition should not be anything that should surprise them. The only real issue that this roster might have is just the magnitude of the Olympics games themselves, but I'm sure that'll be managed just fine. This is one of the deeper, if not the deepest team that Canada has sent over for an international competition of this nature. And if you look down that roster, it's hard to argue with that assessment. A lot of size on the front line, a lot of experience overall, great inside-outside games. Any lineup I think that they put on the floor should have a capable point guard, should have outside shooting as well as a clear post presence. So when you put on any combination of players at any given time, the players on that floor at that moment should look exactly the same when it comes to the skill sets and whatnot that they provide for that particular lineup as the one before and the one after. There's quite a few interchangeable parts, and there isn't much of a talent drop-off, which is probably going to be the key for these ladies during these games, playing against teams such as Australia and Russia and Brazil and France. The talent level doesn't drop off when it comes to the bench for these particular teams. And this is probably going to be the best thing for Canada as the games go on. Without a drop off in talent, that's very significant. They are able to withstand anything that does come the way when it comes to injuries or even just playing time issues for back-to-back games. Now, if we look over that roster, the pooling of the groups, of the 12 teams, it looks like Canada has two of the three that are favored to medal in this Olympic Games in their pool. By that, I do mean Australia and the Russian Federation. Both have been longtime international powers, and if I'm not mistaken, Australia is favored to win the gold, and Russia the bronze medal, and that would make it two tough teams right there already. Not to take away anything from the rest of the other teams in the pool, but these two look like the cream of the crop in that Group B, and Canada will have a tough time with those two, I think, if they wanted to get that W. Australia, of course, is going to be buoyed by WNBA players Lauren Jackson and Liz Cambage, along with their other women who have been playing pro domestically and internationally for several years. Of course, Lauren Jackson is a star in WNBA, and Cambage is is one of the rising stars. And I think this would be an interesting matchup for Canada going in, I guess, for any time for their game, shutting down someone with the skill set of Lauren Jackson, who not only has the height and the size, but also the perimeter skill as well. And then, of course, the the monster that is Liz, that it's 6'9" or so. So this Australia team will be a tough out for sure, but I think our ladies can give them a fight. The Russian Federation, I'm not too familiar with myself, but they have been favored to win that bronze. So this will be a tough out as well. Of course, not to forget that there are other teams in the pool as well. France being a team that Canada should be very familiar with, having played them several times in the last few weeks in exhibition and over the years. Canada should be familiar with the players and the game that they do play there in France. So that would be, I guess, a favorable matchup for Canada, as well as against Brazil, a team that Canada has faced in FIBA America's qualifying tournaments over and over. This should be also a matchup that Canada has a possibility to win. The dark horse, I think, in the pool would be Great Britain, the home team. They have shown that they have improved quite a bit, actually, when it comes to putting a team together. So don't count them as an easy win. They do have the home court advantage, so to speak, wherever they play. So this could be a knock-em-out drag-em-out kind of battle when it comes to Britain. That being said, though, Canada looks like they are in the tougher of the two pools for this games. And regardless, I think the ladies will show what they're made of when it comes to getting on the court. I don't think that there's very high expectations internationally for Canada in this particular Olympic Games, which is fine. I think having got in through that play-in game kind of helped that a little bit, but Canada will have the skills and the size to compete with any of these teams in the pool. Getting a win is something different, but competing is definitely going to happen. They will be able to hang with these ladies, so to speak. I say with these teams, so to speak, on any given night. And if the team is all together and injury bugs don't riddle the lineup all too much, I think Canada has a very, very good shot at surprising a few of these teams during pool play. How many games they win will just be a matter of how the ball bounces, in my opinion. Against Australia and Russia, definitely those will be pretty tough games. But outside of them, I think every game is winnable when it comes to Brazil, France, and Great Britain. The ladies do have a strong inside game. And coupled that with the veteran savvy and the international experience that a lot of these ladies have and have been putting in for the last few summers and years, both professionally and with the national program, this should be a very, very fun team to watch. All right, kids, so that's my assessment of the pre-Olympic senior women's national team. Of course, they deserve everything that they get when it comes to the attention, because as you and I know, women's basketball doesn't get the attention that it should. So big shout out to our senior women's national team. We are all rooting for you as fans of the game in Canada to show out for these Olympic Games. Of course, check here with us at the Canball Report on Twitter or on the Facebook page, or on RaptorsHQ.com, or at the Agrariot site, Canball Report at blogspot.com, for all the updates and the latest and the greatest on our senior women and their progress at the games. Of course, check out CanadaBasketball.ca TechBasketball.ca, Canada Basketball's website, for all the latest as well. Of course, CanBball on Twitter for all the latest of scores and whatnot from the games as they happen. Now, keep in touch with us. Keep us on your mind and stay tuned for the next installment, which should be in a few days, on the NBA Summer League and Canadians playing in it. In the meantime, thanks for checking us out once again. I do appreciate you guys tuning in. And I guess I'm Canball Ray. I'm out. And remember, the game that we love was invented by a Canadian. Peace.